Jimmy John's.
Hey, couple jokes. Couple jokes hotline. I'm gonna do it.
You wanna do it?
Yeah, I got Jake.
You wanna do it?
Yeah, I got.
All right, go.
Episode 39, Couple Jokes podcast, kicking off right here, everybody. Thank you so much. What the fuck?
Fucking, I knew it. He's so confused.
That guy was confused as fuck. How could he not know who we were?
Because you suck.
No.
You didn't establish your dominance.
Wait, was that the same number you called?
Yeah, and they didn't. Yeah, we tried calling them before, and they didn't pick up when they saw Joe's fuck ass number.
And then we called from your number.
Yeah, I should have talked.
No.
I should have talked, man. I fucked up.
It's all good. You know what? We'll just.
You know what? It's my fault for believing in you.
Oh, you know what? Well, we're going to settle this. You're going to call somebody else right now.
I don't want to call anybody right now. Episode 39.
Kicking it off right now, yeah.
Kicking it off, baby.
All right, we'll call somebody
a little later on. Before we get to that, we want to shout out. We forgot to do it last episode.
Oh, my God, a real sponsor.
Yeah, almost fucked me up, dude.
Really?
He was going to fly down. The owner was going to fly down here from Argentina.
Jesus.
Beat the fuck out of me.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. It's a Clutch Charger. They hit me.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. Jesus, that's not good.
Yeah, Clutch Charger is the world's thinnest portable charger.
Mm-hmm.
Fits in your pocket. Should I do it?
Yeah, just do it.
It fits
time.
In your pocket.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
For those of you,
thin charger, look them up at Clutch Charger. And they're actually on a Black Friday deal right now. They're $40.
That's good, dude.
Yeah, dude.
So that's a real sponsor we have, everybody. And then our second sponsor is Wawa near Jake's house.
Yeah.
We're not there right now.
Yeah, they let us
cold.
Sit on their public benches. It's dope.
It's they give us free shit. So we got to do our thing. We're not there right now. It's cold currently in Central Florida, where a couple jokes, episode 39, is taking place right now. And what was that?
Nothing.
Jake showed me a meme. It's not cool.
It was nudes.
So yeah, we are not at My Wawa. Dad. We recorded six or 7 weeks in a row at a Wawa.
Yeah, dude, that was dope. Wawa fucks.
And now we are in Jake's shitty house right now.
Hey, it's not my shitty house.
Oh,
it's
Vinny's
shitty
house.
I just pay him.
Yep. So with that
jerk
being
off
said,
in the side room.
With that being said, we have some exciting news. Your podcasters are going to Chicago.
Bam, boom, boom. You don't want a problem,
All right.
Right?
Yep. Chance the Rapper. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet home, Chicago. Chance the Rapper. Yeah, right? That's how the song goes. So,
yep. We're going to Chicago January. Sometime in January. I forgot forgot the date.
January 23rd,
27th. We'll be there. Hopefully, do some shows.
Do some comedy.
And mics. It's going to be freezing.
Mics,
are you ready? Are you ready to freeze your dick off?
Yeah, dude. I've been pre-gaming for the cold my whole life.
Jesus.
That's the reason I'm fat. I'm ready for this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, dude. I'm not even going to wear anything. I'm going to run around that bitch naked.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Literally pretty cool. It's going to be cool as fuck outside.
Yeah. Yeah,
my roommate's dog is just pacing around the house.
What the?
Confused.
Why?
Confused. Because she's a dog. She doesn't know what's going on. We're yelling a lot.
Yeah, we are yelling a lot.
Yeah, we are. Because, well, Vinny's not home. What you guys don't know is my roommate is a first responder.
Mm.
He's out there trying to save lives. Fucking pussy.
Yeah.
No.
He is, though.
Shout out to our first responders for...
Shout out to first responders.
Help, being the ones to respond first, you know? They're always just the first ones to respond. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
So.
I fuck with them.
Anyways. So.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling a 7-Eleven in Chicago.
Are you serious?
Let them know we're coming.
What time is it in Chicago?
1:30. They're an hour ahead or an hour behind.
I think it's like lateral.
What is that?
It might be like 2.5.
No.
Did you carry the 3?
No.
No. I have a calculator. Hold on. I'll figure this out.
Just message. Ask Siri right now. What time is it in Chicago?
Oh, I could
Your
do that.
Your call has been forwarded to a...
Way to go. Siri, what time is it in Chicago?
It's 11:29 p.m. in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, they should be open.
Yeah, so they're an hour...
They're always open.
Wait, they're an hour behind or an hour ahead?
Hour behind, dude. Did you not hear Siri? What the fuck, man? Pay attention to this shit. Sometimes I just feel like you don't take this serious.
I take it serious.
It's my favorite thing to do. Yeah, I love this a lot. It gets me through the nights and you just...
Are you voting for Trump again?
What? No, I didn't vote.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I did. We went over this last time. I voted for the Griff, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You Big Dick Griff. My man. You think he listens to this?
honestly,
you think
no.
he can?
He can't hear.
you fucking no, dick.
Anyways,
shout out to the hearing impaired.
So
shout out.
They don't answer phones in Chicago for some odd reason.
Yeah,
I don't
bunch
know,
of
man.
Pieces.
Dude, honestly, I'm
shit.
Not looking forward to the trip, the airplane ride.
Why?
I hate airplanes.
Yeah, it's your gigantic pussy. I just want to hear you say it.
I fucking hate
yeah,
airplanes.
Yeah, Joe, last time woke me up twice on the flight. Almost got us kicked off the flight, too. Because I'm a big guy, and I don't like paying for extra, like, large seats. So what I do is I wait till the last second, and right mm-hmm. before they board, I go, hey, I'm not going to fit on a normal seat. Is there any way we can get into the emergency seats? And 9 times out of 10, they just upgrade you for free.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and if you've ever sit in the emergency seat in the plane, yep. Fucking people on board will be like, hey, just want to know, in the case of an emergency, are you willing to help or are you able to help?
Mm-hmm.
And Joe goes, I don't know. I'm kind of freaking out. Like a fucking right. asshole. And I was like, no, Joe's just kidding. And he's like, no, seriously, like, I don't know if I'm gonna yeah. be able to fucking handle that.
Yeah.
He's saying this to the steward's face, and I'm like, no, he's fine. And then she's like, you need to stop talking. He needs to talk to me.
And then I almost fucked it up, man.
Yeah, you did. And then I remember it was like 5 a.m. and I was eating Chinese food. And I was like,
dude, we get
hey,
to the
you
airport.
Want some Chinese food?
What? Who eats Chinese food at 5 a.m?
Fat people.
That's well, I know, but
it was so good.
Dude, it's disgusting. It was so fucking gross.
It was just the chicken, though.
You wouldn't even be able to take a shit in the airplane bathroom
because
you wouldn't fit in there.
I wouldn't.
And B, it's just you wouldn't fit in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't fit in there. It doesn't mean I can't shit in there. I could walk in there lopsided and take a shit with my foot out the door.
You should take a shit. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'll be in there, but not all the way.
Yeah, very know? True.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we'll talk about Chicago more as the date comes closer.
Chicago.
Anyways, I was in Miami this weekend.
No one cares. We're going to Chicago.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, dude, Miami was fun. Drove down there with my girlfriend. Yeah.
Did you see Jorge Masvidal?
No, I didn't.
Nah, man. He didn't like you.
Yeah, so...
He told me.
Yeah, so I was in Miami this weekend.
We hang out all the time.
Episode 39. Couple Jokes Podcast. We were in Miami.
It's my boy.
We were doing... what was I doing in Miami? Oh, I went to the consulate to get Mary some stuff.
The what?
The consulate.
What's that?
It's a place you get your like...
The consulate?
Like update your papers.
Oh, okay, cool.
Consulate.
Sound like some like...
Don't ask me
shit.
To spell it because I will not be able to spell
Dude,
it.
I can't even spell that one.
Yeah, no.
That'd be dope if I couldn't and you could. Imagine that.
Oh, fuck.
Right, dude?
Yeah, dude.
And then you get fat and I lose weight. That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. So I saw some.
Would you rather be stupid and attractive or fat and smart?
I'd rather be myself.
There you go. So stupid and attractive. There you go.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. That's fucked up. All right.
We're bashing it. That sounds too real. It's fucked up.
Okay. Anyways, so I went to this mall in Miami. It's called Ventura Mall.
Yeah.
And I went to the bathroom.
I've been there, actually.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, but from South Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I'm actually going to South Florida on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tomorrow. Well, we're recording this.
We're recording this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday morning.
Yeah, well, like I'm going tonight.
That's cool. So I've been trying to tell this Miami story for 5 minutes now.
there you go. All
right, so no bullshit. I'm in the bathroom in Miami. Nice bathroom, nice mall. I'm taking a piss in a stall because I don't like peeing next to people because I'm insecure about my cock. And
yeah, I wasn't ready for that. All right,
I just don't like it. It's not comfortable to me.
So you're hanging dong or you're hanging ding.
I'm hanging ding. And I hear just some sniffs. No one else is in the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom and there's a Cuban. Oh, fuck. We'll have to bleep that. All right. I guess you can't say the word. I'll refer them as they're tiny people. Okay.
That's fine.
They're tiny people.
I'm
so
not bleeping.
I see a tiny people.
Yeah.
I see this tiny person.
Eight tiny people.
And
yeah.
You know what I mean? Plural. This guy. I've never seen a tiny person that's a Cuban. And he's legit. He's doing cocaine on the counter of the bathroom in Miami.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say he had a bigger dick than you.
No, he probably did.
Yeah, I heard little people have giant wangs.
He was, yeah, they probably do.
I heard they have normal sized wieners just on like a little kid's body.
I'm jealous.
Like a full grown adult penis.
Yeah. So He probably didn't think I was in there.
Nah.
He's putting it on his key and just snizzed it right in front of me.
Or he probably just didn't give a fuck. He looked at you. He's like, there's no way that guy's a cop.
And no, that's true. And then he just turns to me and he's just like, oh, sorry, man. I didn't know you were in here. But he has an accent. I'm not going to do the accent because it's racist.
What's racist?
If I do his accent.
Yeah, true.
You want me to do it?
Nope.
He turns to me and he goes, hey, do you want to? Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were in here.
Yeah, that's fine. It's accurate. It's not like you're making fun of
humans. And I'm like, holy shit. So I'm walking out and I take out my phone because I want to record him doing it because he's so small. And it's just not believable. But then I would have put it online or my Instagram and it got flagged. I'm like, I don't want to risk it.
Dude, what if he beat your ass?
I should have done cocaine with him.
Yeah, dude, you fucked up.
And I go out and I tell Mary and then she doesn't believe me. So we wait by the bathroom for this guy to walk out so she can believe me and she sees him. And she starts laughing. She's like, no way.
No.
And I'm like, yeah, dude. It was great.
What did she say?
No, don't know that. Oh.
Not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
You're making it say, Mary's like, she's, for those of you who are new listeners, Joe's girlfriend.
I have a Brazilian girlfriend. Beautiful,
English is
beautiful
her second
girl.
Language. And some words, she speaks fluently, but some words are hard. Joe's making it sound like she's like, it's not like that.
I love the way she talks. It turns me on.
That's weird.
I know. And she says, Catholic, like, oh, you go to a Catholic church?
I'm like,
say that again. Yes, say that shit.
Did she listen to this?
Yeah, she did. She got mad in the last episode.
Why?
It was episodes ago. We were talking about girls or something. And she took it the wrong way. But it wasn't even like intentional. She's
totally going to take this the wrong way.
No. I'm just telling her. Probably.
Yeah. Next subject.
Okay. I love you, Mary. Anyways.
All right. Kill Mary. Fuck up. No, I'm kidding.
she knows I love her, I'm sorry for what happened.
All right. Cool.
Anyways, I was getting head in sixth grade. And,
yeah. Hell yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
The dude was.
A dude.
Are you
drink
sure?
your coffee. Yeah.
I am drinking my coffee. Oh, it's a Snickers flavor. It's actually pretty good, right? You like it?
I like it.
Yeah, no. And you're a fucking bland-ass motherfucker that doesn't drink or spice up his life one bit.
Okay, real quick. What I forgot to say was I went out with my mom's sister. So who's that to me?
Your mom's sister?
My mom has a sister, and I hang out with her in Miami or
West
Palm Beach.
That's just weird. You hang out with your aunt?
Well, it's my aunt. I needed the right vernacular.
You didn't.
You like that word?
You didn't have a big word like vernacular, and you didn't know what aunt was?
It was either like niece or aunt.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? What's a niece? Go.
That's my sister's daughter.
Yep. Bam. Look at you figuring shit out.
I knew that
one.
I didn't know the aunt.
Full-grown man adult didn't know what aunt is.
And anyways.
What, you don't want to know what an uncle is?
Yeah.
What?
Your dad's brother.
Dad's brother. What about your mom's brother? What's that?
Nephew.
You're fucking...
Nothing.
God,
fuck,
damn it!
Son of a bitch!
You're fucking. Joe Sensbo, episode Cup of Jokes,
episode 39, popping off at Jake's house, aka Vinny's piece of shit house.
Yeah, fuck you, Vinny.
Okay, this is crazy. We have a story in West Palm Beach happened a year ago. My aunt told me there's a tiger zoo.
Tigers
in West Palm Beach.
Just only tigers?
I believe so.
That's dope.
And a lady was killed by a tiger because one of her coworkers left the gate open.
So who was the coworker? She said the lady was killed?
The lady walked in thinking the tiger cage is closed.
Yeah.
It was open and she got killed by the tiger.
She got wrecked. Who was the coworker today?
Some fucking guy.
It was a guy?
And he got fired.
That's all he got?
Yeah.
He should go be a cop.
Bro, could you imagine...
To get someone killed on accident. Oh no, I'm on vacation now.
Could you imagine going to your next job and you put them down as like a reference? It's like, can we call your can we call the reference? And then like, well, what happened? It's like, I got
all right, I'll be real with you. All gates are open here. This is what he did. I'm not holding back anything or any animal here. I'm just gonna let you know what this fucking idiot did.
Alright. It's just like, damn man, that's such a shitty feeling.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, how would you describe your last job? Well, I made a mistake. I got Susan killed by a Siberian tiger.
Yeah. Dude. That's an honor. Those things are fucking endangered.
Bro, you know tigers, and according to like historians or whatever, tigers and lions fight. Tigers always win.
Yeah, tigers are bigger. Tigers are the biggest cat.
I thought lions were bigger.
No, lions are the king of the jungle. That's because fucking tigers.
Is it
because
they have all that
there,
that,
son?
They have that pussy fur around their neck. Is
that's
that
what
why
it is, dude? Yeah, they're blinded by the puss. I don't know. It's that's a mane, crazy. Bro.
Bro, there's people who get eaten by tigers in.
Yeah, it's like it's a serious problem.
Bangladesh.
Yeah, straight up. You'd be like doing laundry. And it's like, Mom, look, I figured it out.
I do the tiger impression again. That was really good.
Great, right? You know what I'm saying?
That's a really good tiger impression. Right. You want to hear my lion?
Yeah, go.
All right, this is a real lion. Ready?
All right. Oh, wow, dude.
Pretty good, yeah.
Dude, I'm scared. I'm shaking in my boots. I'm not even wearing boots.
Go. Yeah, you're not.
I'm not.
Finally, you got rid of your old busboy piece of shit shoes.
Yeah, dude, I'm ordering some new ones. What, you got any other animal impressions?
Yeah, I got a really good one. I can do a good cat. Really good cat.
Go. Oh, yo. My roommate's dog's perking up. I'm going to have to kill and eat him. All right, stop.
Pussy.
Yeah, there you go. All
right, now, what's your best animal? Go.
Best animal impression. I can do... I can do a sloth.
Do a sloth,
right?
I wish we can go back and edit that out.
We can.
Just okay. Moving on. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
That's a bomb.
Yeah, episode 39.
I bombed
what are you
hard.
Doing? It's all good.
Let's see. What is it? 17.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna edit that out. That was rough.
Yeah, that was nah. Yeah. No, actually, got to leave it in because then they're going to be like, what was it? You know what I mean?
I'll just take out this part that we're talking about right now.
No, we're fine.
All right.
But what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
What am I doing? I'm going home to see family.
You're traveling to
South Florida to try to forget that shitty impression I just did.
Of a sloth.
Of it. Yeah, sloth. I don't even know. I don't even think they make noise. I think they're just high on eucalyptus and then they get eaten by shit.
If you could be any animal in the world, what animal would you be and why?
I don't have a fucking animal I want to be. Maybe like a bird. I want to fly.
We're going to be flying to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. But I want to be able to do it by myself.
I'm sorry. The person you were trying to reach.
Ah, fuck off.
Let's go a voicemail.
Oh, shit. I should.
Yeah.
No, they have a voicemail box that's been full. That's what it's going to go to.
Who was that?
Chicago. Some number. 7-Eleven in Chicago.
Why is 7-Eleven your go-to?
It's just I like fucking with them.
True.
We got to put up the clip of... last time.
All right, well,
yeah, so
don't worry.
So you're going to get fatter in South Miami.
Dude, I'm told it's Thanksgiving. It's not a I don't have a choice.
I got a good feeling about the scratch off. I'm not gonna lie,
because my roommate's dog licked it. I'm like upset that fucking sloth impression was such a bomb.
Dude,
I'm like embarrassed.
Let it go.
No, I'm embarrassed. I wish I was like I had a fucking sword. I'd go full Japanese and just stab myself. Just you know what I mean? When you lose,
oh, you lose in battle. Holy shit,
you got a winner.
I knew it. I just had a
holy shit. I'm normally a fucking loser.
I had a fucking feeling this was gonna be a winner. I got 28.
That's good, man.
Match 28.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of gambling
and losing.
I was I went to I went to $150.
That's not that bad.
No, it's not much.
You've lost way more.
I lost only like $2,000 in Chicago last year.
I watched this dumb fuck walk up to. How much did you put on roulette?
$600.
Motherfucker walks in and he just goes, 600 roulette, fucking black, red. Fuck!
Yep.
We're in the casino, not even a minute. He's 600 down. And he doesn't have, we're not fucking rich. He's just like, I'm fucking doing it. I'm lucky. I got this. Fuck!
Yep. Yeah, for those listeners who don't know, roulette is a game. You spin a wheel, the color the ball lands on red or black, and you can put them out. And I'm like, fucking me, you, and Dan go to Chicago. Go to the casino.
We're chilling with Dan again, right?
He should be there, yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Dan was the man.
Yeah, and shout out to Dan.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got this, dude. $600 on fucking red, and it comes black. And I was like, well, time to go. And then we literally went to the airport, and I thought about that flight. I thought about that the whole fucking flight home.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, just had a fucking 600. You know what I could have done with $600?
What?
Just other stuff.
We could have bought a laptop.
Could have bought a fucking...
bought a computer.
Could have bought a computer. Could have bought a fucking...
A mail order bride?
I could have bought a dog.
Dude, what if we got a mail order bride from like Russia?
And she comes over.
No, we teach her stand up. We all she's allowed to do.
Russia.
All she's allowed to do is just watch stand up. That's all she can do. Mm-hmm. We don't teach her how to speak English, but she can write it, and she just writes jokes all day for us. Bam.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, joke machine.
Pretty cool.
I don't know why. I don't know if she has to be Russian, but some mail order bride. For some reason, Russia was in my mind.
Russia?
Yeah.
Russia. Oh, okay. So, yeah, Chicago, we lost a fuckload of money.
No, I did. We did. No, you did.
Yeah, it's true. This Saturday, I witnessed a guy lose.
Past Saturday.
This. Yeah. Fuck. I'm such a fucking idiot.
In the future.
I witnessed this guy lose $30,000 playing war.
War? As in the game you play when you're seven?
Yep. High card.
Fucking idiot.
I sat down with like $20 to play war. This dude. Because there's no limits for war. This dude's 30. This little fucking Chinese guy, $30,000 in 5 minutes, and I'm like, okay, that's. And then he goes to his car, comes back with $100,000 in cash, puts it on the table,
and keeps going.
And he just keeps going. And I'm like, I asked the guys, man, I was like, what does this guy do? I was like, what do you do for man? He must got a good job. And he's like, he looks at me in the eyes. He goes, I own all China. And I'm like, that's fucking so awesome.
This is like, I'm not even going to question it, man. Fucking you do you.
Yeah, man. And I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. That's fucking amazing.
And be like, here, God, you just lost $30,000. How much money is that in pesos or whatever the fuck you got over there?
Yeah.
You know? That's Mexican money.
Yep.
What the fuck? What do they use over there?
In China?
Yeah. What is it? I used to know it. God, I'm having a Joe moment.
I won $10.
You won 10? How much did that cost you?
$10.
You won nothing.
I won. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, let me find out what they use. Home. Yen. I didn't even have to look it up. They use a yen.
Yen! How much yen you want? How much yen you want?
See, that's racist.
Why?
Because you're white. I don't know. Right. It's honestly not racist.
That's no. It's just
an impression.
Yeah, it's just an impression. So
you're doing an impression. See, that's fucked up that I even thought twice. I feel like a giant pussy right now.
You are a giant pussy.
Yeah, I fucking bombed with the sloth, and then I accuse you of being racist when you're not.
I'm not racist.
I'm woke as fuck, dude. I'm too woke for you and this podcast. Going solo, baby. Boom, 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 boom,
jam, boom, boom. All right, here we go.
All right.
I don't know what.
What, are you going to try another one?
Yeah.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, if any of our listeners are in South Florida, I'll be performing down there on Wednesday.
What should I say?
Who is it? What is it?
I don't know, 7-Eleven. I don't know what to say. I have no idea.
Call out again.
Okay, all right, you're right.
New reason.
Okay. Why is nobody answering?
Because I don't fucking like you.
It's fucking bullshit.
Fucking pick up for me first
try. Hey, you get a phone call right now.
I will. They're going to answer for me immediately. So I'm the man. 7-Eleven.
This is bullshit. Nobody's fucking answering.
And we'll do 7-Eleven. You're doing Chicago.
I'm in Orlando.
You're calling Orlando? They probably have you blocked, dude.
No, they don't.
You've called like 20 of them and pranked each one. You can get someone telling me. Have you ever seen that when people call? Fuck you.
7-Eleven. Hey, this is John. I'm supposed to start work there tomorrow.
Didn't you try this last week?
Try what last week?
Where you had called and it was the wrong number. Are you sure that you're supposed to start here? You got the right store?
Yeah, I got the right store. What's your address?
What's the address the store you're starting at? What's the cross street?
I believe University. Devin is the manager.
No, you got the wrong store, hon.
Oh, well, are you well, because Devin's the manager.
No, you got the wrong store.
Oh, my God. Episode 39, Cup of Jokes podcast, kicking it off here. Jake's fat. Okay, can I come in and get some ice cream?
Sure.
Who's ringing up something right now?
You have yourself a good night.
I love you.
Wow, dude, that was real good.
Did I bomb?
Yeah, you bombed hard. Dude, we are sucking cocks.
You know,
yeah.
Should we just end this and just fuck each other in the ass?
Bombs? Dude, no.
Get one real quick.
I'm calling a good 7-Eleven. What we got to do next episode is we got to call an Asian restaurant, and then we got to call like a Papa John's.
Overcross.
Yeah, Overcross.
That's a good idea.
Overcross? That's the terminology you're using?
Oh, cross phones.
God damn.
Okay, so we called.
Never cross streams, bro.
7-Eleven.
Hi, yeah, 7-Eleven. How are you? My name's. Hello? Hello?
Not the one that takes special blood. No, 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 this is good.
Hello, can you hear me?
My pussy hurts.
Hello?
Say you're supposed to start work there.
Hello, right? Are you my father? This motherfucker put me on hold.
Put you on hold?
Yeah. He's ringing people up.
Oh.
Hello?
This one.
Yeah. Hello?
Sorry about that. Thank you.
Hello, sir? That motherfucker. Yo, motherfuckers don't like me.
Really?
Yeah, straight up.
All right, I'm getting one.
This is the last try. We're like 26 minutes.
Holy just shit.
Failed fucking prank calls.
Yeah.
My 12-year-old self would be so upset.
All right, next episode, what we're going to do, we're going to call two people that don't like each other.
7-Eleven, it's Jason. How can I help you?
Hey, Jason, it's Billy. I'm supposed to start work there tomorrow. I just got hired there.
Cool.
Yeah. Is the manager available?
I am the only one working. Do you have Joby's cell number to text her?
Joby just said to just call in because I spoke to her the other day, and I had a weird accident, so I'm not going to be able to come in tomorrow. Somebody let my dog out, and a squirrel. It's weird, but it's a squirrel bit my dog in the nuts, and then I had to get his nuts removed. I know it's a weird story. And then
your squirrel beat up your dog.
No, a squirrel bit my dog in the nuts, and I had to get his nuts. I had to get his nuts removed, and now he could be like a transgender. It's weird. I know.
That's a good one.
No, so
honey, do we need a blue or a pink collar?
A pink collar. So now I got to take the dog, and he's being a weird.
Do we change his name?
So I'm not going to be able to come in tomorrow, but can you tell Jobbery that I'm going to be there on Thursday?
Okay, and your name was what?
Billy.
Billy, okay.
Does it?
And
I'll let her know.
Peaches, shut the fuck up.
Peaches, that's
and,
what we're
saying. And just thank you very much.
Okay, you'll be here Thursday, right?
Yes, I'll be there Thursday.
Do we let him out normally, okay, or is there a special transgender bathroom?
I'm supposed to work 6 a.m. to, I believe...
okay, you'll relieve me then.
Yeah, I'll be relieving you.
Okay, so Thursday, Billy's not going to be here tomorrow. You'll be here Thursday. Okay.
Yep. Shut up, Peaches. Right. Sorry. Peaches.
I hope your dog is fine.
Thank you so much.
Yo, help right, me with care. This fucking dog.
All right, bye. Love you.
Peaches?
That's the only dog name I could think of.
Oh, Peaches? What about Boomer?
Oh, fuck.
You fucked up, dude.
Fucked up.
You could have won Boomer.
Yeah. That guy was cool. We got him.
Yeah, dude. That was sick.
I couldn't keep a straight face. I was like, yeah, my dog wants to be a transgender.
All right, yeah.
I'm a transgender.
Yeah. What?
What?